Makes sense to me. All right, anyway, Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Chof Tes in Tanis. Right from the second line of the page. Tisha B'Av, there are five things that happen on Tisha B'Av. The first thing is Nigzar Avos Seinu Shel Yikonos L'Eretz Yisrael. The Gzeira happened after the Meraglim came back and everybody cried. That was the Gzeira. Happened on Tisha B'Av when they came back and everybody cried. Or the Erev Tisha B'Av, as we'll see, and they cried on Tisha B'Av. And because of that, we were decreed that the Dor HaMidbar would not come into Eretz Yisrael. Minom Hani, you know, the Chassid says, in the month of Nisan, in the second year after the Beis Hamikdash after the Mishkan was constructed, in the first of the month, the first day of Nisan, Hukama Mishkan, that was when the Mishkan was established, and that was the Chanukah Sabayis. In the first year that they were in the Midbar, also Moshe as a Mishkan, the first year he constructed the Mishkan. Shniya, the second year, Heikam Moshe as a Mishkan, he established it. First year he built it, the second one he established it. And he dedicated it. B'shalach Meraglim, in the second year, he also sent out the spies. V'ksivahi b'sham b'shenis, in that second year. B'chodesh b'sheni, in the second month, that's the month of Iyar. B'ezra b'chodesh, in the 20th of the month. Na'lo'ana me'amashkan, the Anan, the heavenly cloud, spiritual cloud, left the Mishkan. It lifted up, me'amashkan ha'edus, as if to say, time to start traveling. V'ksivahi me'har Hashem derech shoshim, and they traveled from the Mount of Hashem, from Har Sinai, 3 days. Amr of Chamar Chanina, also on that day, Soru Me'achre Hashem. Rashi explains it that the Darshans, Vayisu Me'har Hashem, they traveled from Hashem, Vayisu Maher. They left Hashem quickly. In other words, they had enough of the Torah. They left. Also Yom Soru Me'achre Hashem, Iksiv Asasuf Hashir Kabo, the mixed chevra inside there, Hisavutava, they desired to eat. They said, we're sick of this man already. We want steak. By Yeshua Yifko, and they returned and they cried. The Gamad Yisrael, but Yisrael also cried. That's all. This sort of revolt broke out right after the 20th. They traveled for 3 days. Said, okay, fine. You don't like the man? I'm going to give you the quail and the meat and all that stuff for a month of days. Now, a month of days, the Avalesim Tarv is 29 days, because we know a month is like 29 and a half days. So therefore, you had 3 days from the 20th of Iyar. 3 days, that would be the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Then you have 29 more days of eating the food, right? The Havulah Esrim Tarv B'Sivan. Now they're at the 29th of Sivan. How do we get that? How do we get the 29th of Sivan? We went from the 22nd of Iyar, because it says, Iksivati Sagar Mirim Shivas Yomim. After she got leprosy, they waited for her for 7 days. So you have the 22nd of Iyar, plus, let's say, 7 more days, plus 29 days, and Iyar is a Chatser month, because Nisan is a Malay, so Iyar is 29 days. So if you count it backwards and you say, okay, you have the 20th to 22nd, then you have 7 days of Miriam, even if it was tacked on at the end, but you can count the 22nd, then you have 7th to the 29th. That's the end of the month, and then you have the month of Sivan, 29 days. Davul Esrim v'Tisha B'Av, on the 29th of Sivan. Now this is all like a preamble, because the next part's really the main part. Siv Shlach L'cha Anashim, at that point, he said, you want to send out the spies, send them out. V'Tanya B'Esrim v'Tisha B'Av, and Shalach Moshe Meraglim. He sent them out on the 29th of Sivan. Now we've already gotten to the 29th of Sivan through the computation we just said. We could have just started with his Brisa, it would have been sufficient also. But anyway, Shalach Moshe Meraglim, he sent on the 29th of Sivan. Siv, I issued me to Arts. They came back from spying the land at the end of 40 days. Now, what day would that have been? If they left on the 29th of Sivan and they were away for 40 days, so it comes out like this. You have the 29th of Sivan. We said Iyar is a chaser, so Sivan would be a mole. So you have the 29th and 30th of Sivan. Then you have the month of what? Of Tammuz. Now, if Sivan was a mole, Tammuz would be a chaser. That's 29 days. So you have 2 and 29 is how much? 31. They came back on Erev Tisha B'Av, which is the 8th of Av. So you have 2 days of Iyar. 2 days of Sivan, rather. They left on the 29th of Sivan, they left. That was a Malay, so that was 2 days in Sivan. Tammuz was a Chaser, that's 29. 29 and 2 is 31, plus 8 days of Tisha B'Av, because they came back on the 8th of Av. That would be 31 plus 8 is 39. So it comes out that how do you get 40 days? That's only 39 days. They left on the 29th of Sivan. So if they have a ksiva yeshuv matoras mikesav yom, so hani arboim yom nechichad havi, that's 40 days less one. That's only 39 days. It's not 40 days. How do you get the 40 days? I'm rabbi Tammuz dahishasa. Tammuz of that year, even though the previous month of Sivan was a malay, and the normal seder is malay chaser, That was also Malimol. You know, they made it a full month. So Tammuz was 30 days. So it's 30 plus the 2 from Sivan is 32 plus 8 from Av. That's 40 days. That's only 40 days. They came back after 40 days, and they came back on Erev Tishba. Siv Karalai Moed, he called out me a Moed, like a holiday, which is Rosh Chodesh, Lishba Barchoy, to break my youth. Meaning, Hashem had an extra day of the Chodesh that month, as if to say that there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh of Av. Normally, Av is also just a 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, because the previous month is a Chaser. But here's a Malay, that there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the last day, the 30 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Av is Rosh Chodesh. And it was the 30th day of Tammuz was the 30th day that year. So that in order to come out this Bechia, this terrible thing to break my people for Tisha B'Av. Except, Batisa called 8 of 8 Noskolim, and that night, everybody raised their voices, you know, they lifted their voices, they called out, Vayivku Ha'am B'Laila, they cried that night. That night was Leil Tisha B'Av. The day they came back, the spies came back on the 8th of Av, and they told them the story, but they started crying the whole night. Amar Abba, Amar Yochra, no, so Yom Erev Tisha B'Av, I was Tisha B'Av, that Leil Tisha B'Av. The famous line, Atim Bechis Bechis, you cried for nothing. This is a great country I'm getting into, despite the missiles and everything else, right? It's a great country. You're crying for nothing. And I'll make you cry forever. Nevers, Tisha B'Av, it was a Tisha B'Av. There was, Hashem said, okay, you're not going to come there to Israel, but it also means all the troubles that we had from that time on through Auschwitz and everything else is all related to Tisha B'Av. It's all because of that crying for nothing. So that was the first thing that happened on Tisha B'Av. We said that they decreed not to come in Eretz Yisrael. The second thing, the first bias was destroyed. In the fifth month, what's the fifth month? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. That's Av. Chamishu, B'Shiva, Chodesh, on the seventh day of Av. Not the ninth day, but that's what I'm saying. Seventh day. That's the 19th year of Mechametz HaMelech B'Av. Obanu was Radin, Ravatachim, the head of the Gestapo, and it was Radin came. Eved Melech B'Av, Yerushalayim came to shine by Yisrael for Sashem, he burnt by Hashem. Sounds like he burnt it on the seventh day of Av. Except another pasuk says in Yirmiyah, it says, B'Chadosh HaMishah B'Asar L'Chadosh, on the tenth day of Av, the same thing brought his rod Melech B'Av, he stood there, and he destroyed everything, and he burnt it down. V'Tanya, what's going on over here? We got one pasuk which says it was on the 7th, and one on the 10th of Av. Tanya, Eif Shalom B'Sheva, you can't say that it happened on the 7th of Av, Sherei Kodem B'Asar, it says on the 10th. Eif Shalom B'Asar, Sherei Kodem B'Tishka, it says on the 7th. Okay, so what do you say? B'Sheva Nechmesu Nachrim Leicha, they first came in on the 7th day of Av. Va'achlu, and they ate their v'kilklu, and they did their despicable things, right? The kilklu, they ate and they profaned the base of Migdash that day, the seventh and the eighth day. Shmini, she samachesh on the ninth, right before it got at the end of the day, he tisubos as a or they lit the fire by yadolik ba'alachad yom kula and it kolim kulo and it lit the whole next day. In other words, it lit through the tenth. Shemar oylanu kifanim, woe to us. Because the day is turning away, as the shadows of the evening are turned, and as approaching the next night. Behind them, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Il mola yisavosu." Had I been in that generation, lokavat the velvasi, I wouldn't have made the fast day, the day of mourning, Tisha B'Av. I would have made it Asiri B'Av, because the main fire happened on Asiri B'Av. That's why we don't wash, etc., and eat meat until middle of the next day, because really on the 10th day was the main fire. Meshubu Shalecha bonus of the main plate was burnt on the 10th day. So that's how we get, that's what happened. But, so as we say, that on the first Meshubu Rabbanan, who say, you'll make it the 9th of Av, Aschat Prasadifa, that's when it started. It started burning on the 9th, therefore we keep the Tisha B'Av. That was the second bad thing that happened. And the third thing was the second base of Migdash. Shnia, you know, how do you know that the second base of Migdash also started in Tisha B'Av? The Tanya, Megagon Susli Yom Zakai, and as we take a day of merit, we have meritorious things happen on that day too. You know, like in a day that something good happened, the king lets people out of jail, etc. And bad things happen on the day of bad. The first base which was destroyed, also Yom Erev Tisha B'Av, that night was Erev Tisha B'Av, right? Is when it was destroyed, right? Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, meaning that's when they came in there, when it started. Umotzoi Shabbos Haya, it was also Sunday, the day after Shabbos, Umotzoi Shvius, and the end of the, it was Umotzoi Shvius, it just finished a year. That year was the eighth, the beginning of the new cycle. Haisa Mishmarta Shal Yehor, and it was the Mishmaris of Yehor, one of the 24 Mishmaris of the base of Mikdash. Haisa Valvi Mayom Mishira, they were singing. They were standing on their platform. And Mashir, and what did they say? Even though it was a Wednesday, right? It was Sunday. They said the Shir Shayom of Wednesday. We just said it was Sunday. It was the day after Shabbos. Mashiach Ram says, Vayosham Layimus Onats Kelmas Hashem. Vayosham Layimus Onats. Hashem returned their iniquity to them for all some and in their evil, Yatzmisa Hashem cut them off. Below a speaker, they couldn't finish the end of the pasuk. It says, Yatzmisa Hashem Lakenu. Hashem is going to cut them off. Ad Shabo Nachem Mekoshim until Nachem came Mekoshim. So even though, what were they doing saying the shear of Yom Ravi on Yom Rishon? So Rashi says that Hashem providentially, he made them say those words. He put those words into his mouth because that was the fitting words that Hashem is going to take to come on you, even though it was Sunday. V'chein b'shnia. And the same thing happened. Now, this whole thing is brought down to show that the second Beis Hamikdash, which is the third of the calamities that befell them on Tisha B'Av, also happened on at the same time. Meaning, it was also Matzah Shabbos, it was Sunday, etc. Matzah Shvias, the Shmeres of Yoyarev, etc. All that happened the second time. Nilkata Beitar. The fourth thing that happened was Beitar was captured. That was also a tradition. Nechash Ha'ir, that the city was all plowed up. Tanya Mishacharf Tornas Rupus Harasha Sahechel. When the time that he destroyed the Hechel, Nigzer Gzerah Ramuliel, there was Gzerah Ramuliel Lariga. He was one of the people that had a capital punishment. There was a reward out, so to speak, to kill him. Baron Nechad, one of the officers came, one of the Roman officers, Ramon Basim, remember, Balachotim is Bakish, Balachotim is the man of stature, it's called a nose. I mean, it was a prominent nose. A man of stature is wanted, dead or alive. Sharma, and he was hinting that Ramuliel should take cover. He didn't want to go out and say specifically go over to him because he was afraid of the Roman spies. But he said that, you know, an honorable man is being sought here. Shermuliel, also Tashim, now he went and he hid from the Romans. Also, Levitzina, so this Roman official who came to save Shermuliel visited him quietly because he knew he followed him out. He saw that he was going to hide. He said, the Roman official said to Shermuliel, if I save you, will you bring me to the next world? Yes, I will. He swore to him. Soliglicker, so the Roman official went and committed suicide. Soliglicker, he went up to the roof, Nuffel, he fell down as he jumped off. Umeis, and he died. Why did he do that? Gemiri says that's how he was saving Gamaliel, because since there was a warrant out from Gamaliel's arrest and death, Gemiri, they had a certain rule in Merom, the Chigazik, when they make an evil decree, Umeis, Achad Menayo, and one of the people in the council who made the evil decree, dies, Mavad L'Gzera, so that's like it's a sign from Providence that they shouldn't have such a Gzera. So that's what happened. By him killing himself, he was Mavatel D'Gzera. They put down the sign. They took down the Gzera against Ramuliel. Yatsa Baskel. Baskel went up to Amra. Adon Zem Mezumim L'Chayim Ba. He's going to get a share in the next world. Tan Rabbanim. So that's what happened, right? That's part of Nechash Ha'ir, right? That's all what describing how everything was, you know, he destroyed everything up. It doesn't say those were Nechash Ha'ir. Tan Rabbanim Shechob Beis Mikdash. The young Kohanim gathered together. They took the keys of the Hechel in their hands. They went up to the Gaga Hechel. They saw the Beis Mikdash was being destroyed. It was about to be destroyed. They went up to the Gaga Hechel. Since we weren't worthy of being trustworthy Gaboim in your Hechel, obviously because you're destroying it. So we're giving you back the keys. The Zarkin Klavnali threw them up, the Yatzah came pieces yad the kiblos mim, and like a fist came out from heaven and took the keys from them. Behem kafsu v'nafla utachor, they fell into the fire, they jumped to fire, v'alein, koni shoran about them, Yeshayahu Navi lamented, and he said, the prophecy of the valley of vision, that means Yerushalayim, Rashi says, Malachayfa, what's going on up in Kiel, Yisra, Kulach, Lagayus, what's going on, you went up to the roof? To Shuos Malaya, it was a place that was full of commotion and noise, and things were humming. Iromia, a city that was yearning. Kirya Aliza, a city of joy. Chalalecha lo chalecherb, your ones were sort of not. You weren't killed by the sword. Lo meisim mechomen, not they didn't die in war. In other words, because you killed yourselves because of the calamity that was happening to the Beis Hamikdash. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then even by Hashem also said Hashem makarkar kir v'shua el hahar. Hashem lamented. That's Lashon makarkar, Lashon yalala. He wailed and he lamented. Makoni v'zoeg, right, for Hartzion, which our Hartzion sheshamein sheibana beis hamikdash from harim manim. So he said in the Mishnah, because Av is a time of calamity, as soon as Nachas Av, as soon as Av comes in, we do less simcha. We try to refrain from, for example, from weddings and things of that sort. Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Rav Chemshin Mishmas Av Matan Simcha. Just like when Av comes in, we don't have weddings and joyous occasions. We try to keep them away. Kach Mishnechas Adar Marv B'Simcha. We are Marv B'Simcha. Omer Papa Hilchah. Therefore, since Av is a bad time and Adar is a good time. Bar Yisrael, this like Dina, Badi Nachri, if you've got a judgment with a goy, you got to go to one of their courts. Mishtamet Minei Bav, try to avoid going to court in Av, the Rea Mazle, because your Mazle is bad at that time of year. Things are bad for the Jews then. Velimzi Nafshi Ba'adar, and try to make yourself available in Adar, Dubari Mazle, or the Gersh is the Tuck of Mazle. You got a good Mazle. Lassus Lechem Achris, the Pasuk goes on Yirmiyahu. Now this was brought down because the author of this business of Rabbi Yudabar Braidrav, Shmuel Bar Shilas, that was the author who said just like when Av comes in, we're Marav B'Simcha, when Adar comes in, we're Marav B'Simcha, was this the same author as the following two things? That's why it's brought down over here. Nothing to do with our Gemara. Rabbi Yudabar Braidrav, Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmed Rav. What is that pasuk? Laseis lachem achris v'tikvah. As a pasuk in Yirmiyah says, I will give you a future and hope. So what does that mean? It means physical things. Elul dekom, those are palm trees, date trees, uklei fishton, flax garments, linen garments that last a long time. In other words, it's going to give you fruits and you'll have good clothes. Vayomer, pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayomer, re'ei re'ech b'ni, kareach sada asher berach Hashem. Yitzchak said that bracha, right? That look at the smell of my son, like the smell of the field that Hashem blessed him with. Armi Yudah Breider of Shmuel Bar Shilas. Again, it's brought down because the same author. Pardon? The bracha about Esav, right? The bracha that Yitzchak said about Esav. As I said, Yitzchak said those words, right? Like the smell of an apple orchard. In other words, it's a good smell. Just explaining these things because those are the same chidur. I'm sorry, you said something before? Right, but more things we're going to describe in detail in a few more minutes. That for 3 weeks we refrain, let's say, from making weddings and things of that sort. But the real Isser is in Av itself, and we'll have that discussion. Like even today we have that Kabbalah, that the Svardim really keep, like the Gemara Paskins, that it's only Shvur Shechalbo, right? Only Shvur Shechalbo, for example, that you don't eat meat or things of that sort. The things that are really that you refrain from. There's only washing clothes, things that we don't wash clothes. The real chumras of Avelus, it's Avelus are really only in the 9 days or Shvur Shechalbo according to the way the Svardim keep. But even during the 3 weeks from the time of Shabbos or Batamas until then, we also refrain from other simchas. But what the Gemara is referring to, that's all minhagim. What the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Av Matan B'Simcha, that's the real Avelus. The real says, we'll see, you don't wash clothes and you don't eat meat, etc. Okay, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av L'Yis B'Tocha Asur in the Safra Chaz. That's what the Mishnah said. The week in which Tisha B'Av happens, you cannot get a haircut, right? We're Noeg even from Shabbos or Batamas. We're Noeg more than Ashkenazim. U'l'chabas and also from washing clothes. Amar Nachman Loshon U'l'chabas. That's only if you're going to wash them and wear them. U'l'chabas L'Niach Mutter. You know what Rav Nachman says? If you want to wash during the 9 days to keep to have the clothes ready for after the 9 days, that's okay. That's Rav Nachman's opinion. Rav Sheshes said no. Afilu Chabas L'Niach was also Aser. Amar Rav Sheshes Teid. How do you see this? The Batikatz of Rav and Rav, all the fullers, all the dry cleaners, they're closed. They're closed the whole time. Then why don't you give it to the cleaners to wash to use after Tisha B'Av? He says they're all closed. Mas Rav Amnuna. We're going to ask a kasha on Rav Nachman. Misha said that on Thursday you're allowed to wash because of Kavod Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? You're on Thursday, you're allowed to wash. It doesn't mean you're allowed to wash and wear them on Thursday. Kavod Shabbos, what kind of Kavod Shabbos is wearing them on Thursday? My Kavod Shabbos Ika to Ika. Ela Laniach means that what? That you can wash them and leave them for Shabbos. Right, you wash on Shabbos. Why? Because Friday is Tisha B'Av. So if Friday is Tisha B'Av, you can't wash on Tisha B'Av, so you can wash them on Thursday, leave them for Shabbos. That's what's mutter. Ubechamish Yehudashari, only on Thursday, when Thursday came out, Erev, Tisha B'Av, then you're allowed to wash on Thursday to keep the stuff for Shabbos. Avala Shabbos school, but the whole week it's Aser. Why don't you just say, what do you mean? You're always allowed to wash if you're going to keep it afterwards. He says, no, that's no proof against Rav Nachman. Olam, B'chabbos Ubech, really it's to wash and to wear. We're speaking about when you only had one shirt. If you only have one shirt, you're allowed to wash it so that the vermin shouldn't set in. So here too, we talk to me, you're allowed to wash it on Thursday. Why? You're allowed to wash it. You have to wear your shirt every day. You can wash it on Thursday and wear it. Why? Because it'll be cleaner for Shabbos 2 days from now than if you would have, you know, kept it, then just left it from Erev Rosh Chodesh Av. That's why you're allowed to. But Ein Hanami, to wash it and leave it for after Tisha B'Av, according to Nachman, be okay. Ein Hanami, Ben Yamin, Amrav Elazulosh, and Elchabes Elabosh. Aval Aniach Mutter. So you have another Brisa, which says, he holds like Rav Nachman, that you're allowed to wash and leave the stuff till after Tisha B'Av. Meisva, here, the Kasha, also the Kabbalah, Nate Tisha B'Av, you can't wash it all. Afilo Aniach Lachar Tisha B'Av. Here he says clearly, you may not wash during the week of Tisha B'Av, before Tisha B'Av, even to keep it after Tisha B'Av. So this is a Kasha on there from the Brisa. V'giyat Shalanu Agav, he says that our pressing, it could mean laundering with detergent, whatever, a bleach. V'giyat Shalanu, in bubble is like kibbutz shalahem, meaning our kibbutz is nothing in bubble. And as an iron bubble, unless you detergent it and you wash it with detergent and you press it, it's nothing. It's just like, you know, getting some smell. It's like spraying it with deodorant or something. That doesn't do anything. So the kibbutz shalanu kibbutz shalahem. But he says the fact is that you cannot wash in Eretz Yisrael, and you can't do giyots in Bavel before Tisha B'Av to keep the stuff for after Tisha B'Av. You can't do that. Well, Klifishin and Mishim goods, but there's no Klifishin, there's no Indian of giyots there because it doesn't really work, he says on that. Anyway, Tiyufta, Tzakasha, on Rav Nachman and the other sheets of Rav Binyamin or Rav Lezer, because here you see clearly that you may not wash before Tisha B'Av, even to keep the stuff after Tisha B'Av. And so therefore we paskin like that, Sheet of Rav Sheshet. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Gyor, Mishmeder Rav Yochanan. Abisham, Klishan, Neim, Ben, Mishim, Gyotz. Even though we said that Klipashnan, there's no Inyan of Gyotz there. You know, that Gyotz doesn't work on them. Aval Asa Lov Shem B'Shabbos, Aval Asa Lov Shem B'Shabbos, Shechal Tish, Shalios, Lios B'Tocha. So he said like this, Aval Asa Lov Shem B'Shabbos, even though we said there's not, it's not Aval, it's Aval. Abisham, Omru, Klipashnan, Ein, Ben, Mishim, Gyotz. Even though we said that there's no inyan of giyots, if giyots doesn't work there, still you can't wear them on Shabbos, Chal, Tisha B'Av, Lios, Betocha. Why? Because, and the week, it doesn't mean Shabbos, Shabbos, Chal, Shabbos, it does not mean the Shabbos, it means the week, and you still can't wear the stuff that week. And even though it's not proper cleaning, but still, you shouldn't wash clothes at all. Any clothes that have been laundered, you shouldn't wear them during the 9 days. Amarav, lo shano el lafana. All this is only when we say Shavuot Shechal, but we mean, let's say Tisha B'Av comes on a Wednesday. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday you can't wash. But Thursday and Friday after Tisha B'Av you may. At least let's say Thursday after the afternoon. So Amarav, lo shano el lafana, but la'achar mutter, you're allowed to. Shmuel says, afi la'achna miyas. So Shmuel was machmer, he said you can't even wash the whole week of Tisha B'Av. Even if Tisha B'Av came out on Monday, you can't wash the whole week afterwards too. Of course, we don't have pass like Shmuel. Meisvei, Shabbos Shechal yas b'tocha. The week in which Tisha B'Av happened, also l'sapra, you may not take a haircut. Again, our minig and our minig Ashkenaz is even from Shavuos B'Tammuz. There are people though who just the minig is only from they keep only the Shavuos Chalbo ulachabas and to wash ubachamishi on Thursday. Again, if it came out on Thursday, he says on Thursday you're allowed to because of Kavod Shabbos, especially if Tisha B'Av was on Friday, right? Ketzad, he says chalios be'achav Shabbos if. If Tisha B'Av came out on Sunday, so Mutl Chabbos Kol Shabbos Kula. Obviously, you can wash afterwards. He says that afterwards, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're allowed to. Let's say it came out on Sunday, Monday to Thursday, that Tisha B'Av came out. Lefon of Aser, let's say Sunday would be Aser, Alachar of Mutter. Here he says clearly after this Mutter. Chalias B'Av Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av came out on Av Shabbos, Mutl Chabbos, then you're allowed to wash B'chamishim Yudai Kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to wash literally on Tisha B'Av. Tisha came out on Friday. It doesn't come out on our calendar, but if it came out on Friday and you didn't wash on Thursday, you're allowed to wash the stuff in the afternoon. Friday afternoon, you're allowed to wash. But Abaye didn't agree. That it was like parenthetically. Abaye disagreed. He says, no, you don't wash on Tisha B'Av. Even if it came out on Friday, you don't wash on it. Yeshua was washed on Thursday. Let's say it came out, just finishes up. Let's say it came out on Monday or Thursday. Korn shloshi umafter echad. In other words, you read three, like a regular, what's the lane? You write three, and the last one is the mafter. B'shishu, if it came out on Wednesday or Thursday, according to the Tanakhama, when you don't normally lane on those days, kore echad mafter echad. You only read, one guy reads, and he's also the mafter. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, he goes like us, la'olam koron shlosha mafter echad. You always have three and one. That's the end of the mission about how many people lane, but tifter shmuel, but it's clearly kash on shmuel, because here you see clearly that what? That after Tisha B'Av you're allowed to wash. You just can't wash in during the week of Tisha B'Av. You may not wash before Tisha B'Av, but after Tisha B'Av you're allowed to. Amal Chashmuel, Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi. The time of Tisha B'Av Shchalias B'Shabbos, Chayin Erev Tisha B'Av Erev Shchalias B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av came out, what? On Shabbos itself, this Shabbos means literally the holy day of Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. V'Chayin Erev Tisha B'Av Shchalias B'Chodesh. Ochel V'Shosikol Tzarki, you're allowed to eat the whole Shabbos. Even though it's Tisha B'Av or it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you eat Shabbos. Umal Shachana Afil Kesura Shlomo Shaita. Even like Shlomo, even you're allowed to eat even like the meal of Shlomo with all the delicacies in the world. Bishato in his time, Rashi says, because there were a time when Shlomo wasn't the king, but when he was the king, also the Sapper L'Chabbos Marosh. And now that's on Shabbos. Vasa L'Chabbos L'Chabbos. You may not take a haircut and wash Mei Rosh Chodesh V'Adatanis Devar Meir. Kili says, you can't. When can't you wash? When can't you wash clothes or take a haircut? Only until Tisha B'Av itself, from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. Mashma, after Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yudam Rekal Chodesh Kulo, Osir. He says the whole month is Osir. The whole month. That week, but the week includes the whole week. So if Tisha B'Av came in on Wednesday, you can't wash on Thursday or Friday either. And another brisa says a similar brisa. V'noig evel me Rosh Chodesh v'adatanis. Here, this is noig evel. You know, like evel is from Rosh Chodesh until tanis. The same thing Rameir said before in the Mishnah. Rav Yudomer kol chodesh kula, the same thing. Also, Rav Shmuel ain't also elabos Shabbos v'ad. So it's the second brisa saying the same thing. So there's a three-way machlokas. Yes. So Shmuel says, I go like who? I go like Rav Shmuel. Shmuel says the whole week is Osir. Rav Yudah says the whole month is Osir. They all darsh in the same pasuk. The pasuk says in Hosea, "Vishbati." What does "vishbati" mean? I will cause it to cease. Your telephone call falls into the toilet, right? You go to the store. They say "mushbat." It's gone, right? "Vishbati." Right? Kol masusa. I will destroy all. Ever happened to you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. "Vishbati." Kol masusa. Kol masusa. And I will destroy all like laughter and joy. Right. Chaga, the festival, we'll see that means even like Rosh Chodesh. Chadosha, the month, v'shabata, and it's week, it's Shabbos. So what mandam Rosh Chodesh v'adatan? So one who says Rosh Chodesh adatan is itself, that's for Meir Michaga. He says from the fest, from Michaga, v'shabati comes to Sach Chaga, from Rosh Chodesh until that week, until Tisha B'Av, that's it. Mandam Rekal Chodesh Kula Osir, Michadosha, he says, Chadosha, it's month, I will destroy the whole month, meaning the whole month of is Osir. That shita nobody paskins like, right? That's the second shita, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The third shita, umanda mekala Shabbos kula, the whole week usher me shift up from its week. It's Shabbos. Here Shabbos means it's week. Excuse me. I'll destroy all rejoicing, all happiness. So either from Rosh Chodesh or the whole month or its week. Amar Rava Hil Rava paskins. And this is how the Sfardim go by. Halacha k'shim mliel, the halacha k'shim mliel, meaning the week. V'amarava halacha gomer, lo halacha gomer. What do you mean? Tavayu l'kula. What does it mean? How can the halacha be like both of them? It's stricha. It's all l'kula, right? It's like we have a rule. Avelus comes to Avelus, we always go l'kula. We got killed. Get the every hamekel. Seriously, if it's stricha, the yesh mean halacha gomer. If you say halacha gomer, what does the mayor say? From Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, not after Tisha B'Av. Havmin afilu Rosh Chodesh. I might think even Rosh Chodesh is aser. Like we Ashkenazim do, Kamash Malach Shmuel, also like Shmuel. Only Shvul Shechalbo. The Sfaradim only say that you can't take a haircut and you can't eat meat, etc., or wash clothes. Only Shvul Shechalbo. So according to them, if let's say Tisha B'Av came out on a Sunday, there's no Shvul Shechalbo, right? That's it. That's only Tisha B'Av itself. If it came out on Monday or Tuesday, so they only have those couple of days. So therefore, he says, "Lachem Shmuel only Shvul Shechalbo." V'yishmi, so it's not from V'yishmi. Lachem Shmuel have mina afil acharav. Maybe Shvul Shechalbo includes if Tisha B'Av comes out on Tuesday, so that whole week, Sunday, Monday, and the days after Wednesday, Thursday, Friday should also be usher to wash and to eat meat. Afil acharav kamash malachem meir. Now lachem meir, so we go like meir and Shmuel get cooler. But Shmuel, it's only that week, and like meir, it's only until Tisha B'Av and no later. That's how the Sfardim go. That it's not chal at all after Tisha B'Av. After Tisha B'Av, we don't keep the abeilus, and so on Shvul Shechalbo. the Ramah brings down that Ashkenazim, their minig is like Rav Meir, that it's from Rosh Chodesh, what's what we call the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. That's how the Ashkenazim do. The Sfardim go like the Gemara actually paskins. Yeah, it's really the 9th day, but it's part of the 10th day. It's really for the tenth day. For example, the 10th day. So for, we only wash clothes from Chatzos and Arfas, because, as we said before, because the fire was raging. But really, it's the whole day of Avails is only through the 9th day.